na 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 na. Signs say separate, we seem to be fixed, and I say I've had enough, but you've got my mind tricked. You hear that warning bell ringing in your head, here we go another round, so Mom's win will quit. She said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. She said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. For me, girl, yeah, you got me hypnotized. I just wanna hold you tight now. Yeah, baby, don't you understand? You are the one for me, girl. Yeah, go on now, take my hand. So hypnotize me, why don't you? I know you're not above it. Your sin is a promise now, and you always wanted to covet. Woke up from this crazy dream, took a step and slipped. Found myself looking up, can't remember the trip. She said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. She said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. I never wanna let you go now, I can't believe my eyes. You are the one for me, girl. Yeah, you got me hypnotized. I just wanna hold you tight now. Yeah, baby, don't you understand? You are the one for me, girl. Yeah, go on now, take my hand. Addiction, and I'm your crutch. You tear me down while I'm still holding you up. I made mistakes, yes, how many does it take? I never claimed to be no saint, I'm not the only one to blame. She said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. Yeah, she said it's alright, she said it's alright with me. Got me hypnotized. I just wanna hold you tight now. Yeah, baby, don't you understand? You are the one for me, girl. Yeah, go on now, take my hand. Na 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 na.
You're listening to Roots Down on Public Radio WVTF with special guests in the studio, Born Crooked, Hunter and R. Wolf. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for stopping by. You're in town in Roanoke, heading down to Rocky Mount to play the Harvester this evening. We're recording this on a Tuesday, and you're going to be playing with the record company.
Yes, we're so excited to be playing with the record company. That's going to be a great show.
Is it your first time with the Harvester?
Yes, first time in the Harvester, too.
You're going to like it. Intimate setting. It's really cool.
Oh,
it's a
we love
cool
it.
Venue down there. So tell me, the blues.
Well, the blues has been a big influence on us since day one. Our mom and dad played a lot of the old 20s and 30s blues in the house when we were growing up. And it's something we really gravitated to because she also had top 40. You know, our parents love music, so she had top 40 stations playing. But every time she'd put on that local blues radio station, we gravitated towards it. And when we got into music playing when I was 14 and my sister was 10, that was something that we really kind of understood from the beginning. And that's what we started playing and learning. And little did we know at the time that it was the foundation of all modern music, the blues. And an artist that have influenced us big time are David Honeyboy Edwards and Robert Johnson, of course, and Blind Willie Johnson, Sun House, just to name a few. They just something about that guitar and singing your sorrows out that really speaks to us.
So you on slide guitar, I hear that back in 2008, what happened?
In 2008, we entered into the National Slide Guitar Competition and Festival down in Brevard, North Carolina. And we went down and we competed. And at the end of the day, they announced the winner and they announced our names. And we couldn't believe it. We were completely blown away. I was the youngest person to receive the title by something like 48 years. I was 16. And the next youngest person that has won it, it was way up there. So,
wow.
What an honor. What a big honor.
But that's not the only thing, too. You've been involved in a lot of other blues organizations. What's that?
The International Blues Challenge. We competed in that down in Memphis twice. And we were very, very fortunate enough to receive the Blues Grant Award so we could go to Chicago and be a part of Fernando Jones Blues Camp, which is now in, I think, 7 cities around the world. We were at the very first one, and now he's in London, he's in New Orleans, he's in California, he's got them everywhere. It's a great opportunity for up-and-coming blues players, kids, any age, really, to go and learn for a week and play with other musicians around the world.
Well, you guys are from Charlottesville. Actually, you're from Orange, aren't you?
Yes, just north of Charlottesville.
What's it like being in Charlottesville, having such support from other musicians? You've got to have a lot of support from the older musicians that have been around for a while.
Yeah, you hear on the road, talking to other bands, they wish they had support from their community and their fellow musicians in town. And Charlottesville's not like that. Charlottesville's so supportive of everybody. Every band wants to put shows together with every other band and really wave each other's flags big time. To have the support from the guys that have been there doing it for, 30, 40, 50 years, been in that town, been around the world, and they come out and see your show and sit in with you even. And even the up-and-coming bands like Aaron and the Wildfire, Sally Rose Band, Shagwolf, all those bands, I mean, they're so supportive. We're in such a great place there.
Yeah, I just had David Tewksbury in a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about his friend Jason Burke and the six-pack songwriter thing. And it's a great place for musicians, that's for sure.
It is.
All right, what else you got for us?
Let's do a little In My Time of Dying.
All right, we've got to switch out guitars here.
This is a song that's been around for a very long time, and this is my favorite version. I have two favorite versions, and the one that we're going to do kind of today is a cross between Blind Willie Johnson and Led Zeppelin.
All right, and this is Born Crooked on Roots Down from WVTF.
Meet me in the middle.
If my wings should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another?
Born Crooked on Roots Down from Public Radio WVTF. I swear, man, that is some good stuff right there. Tell me about that song, Why You Do It, and how you got the name for your group.
That song is very, very important to us, not just as its own church of a song. It's it holds a lot of meaning to us because our name, Born Crooked, came from our handicapped brother who passed away in 2013. He was our biggest fan, and he was so supportive, and we saw how music moved him in ways that you just can't comprehend almost. He had severe scoliosis, he had epilepsy, and when he was having spinal surgery, he couldn't have any pain medications due to his allergies, and we saw him come out of surgery and recovery, and he was crying, and tears were rolling down his eyes, and just from the immense pain, and our mother brought in a DVD, a live DVD of it, the only band he liked more than us, a little band called Led Zeppelin. And she played the DVD on a little portable DVD player for him. And as soon as the music started, he stopped crying, and tears dried from his eyes.
Wow.
And we were standing in the room, and we witnessed that, my sister and I. We'd only been playing for about a year. And that, like, lit a fire in us. We couldn't believe what we had seen and how music moved somebody like that. And so we really started working hard. And when he passed away, we rebranded. We were formerly Hunter, Wolf, and R. And we rebranded under the name Born Crooked and started performing that song because that was his all-time favorite song by Led Zeppelin. And so every chance we get, every show we do, that song's played for him. So,
and I'm sure through your work, too, you've done some work in helping out organizations that help folks that are suffering from that condition and getting the word out and the awareness?
We do. Every chance we get, we try and play at a handicap facility or any kind of hospital that could use some live music. We just did a charity event in Charlottesville with a local charity called Patchum, who does incredible work for the community, for homeless and for homeless who are physically or mentally disabled, which people don't realize. There are a lot of people out there that have conditions, and they're also homeless, which makes it even tougher. And so that's something that we really believe in big time.
I know that group, and they do wonderful work.
Yes. There's the salt of the earth. They're angels of people.
Yeah. Well, that's a moving story. Let's hear some more of that soul-soothing music that you had.
You got it. Well, this is another song that's influenced us big time. It's called Death Letter by Sun House, and this is one that has been around for over 150 years. Sun House, I thought Sun House originally recorded it, but he didn't. I got a box set of 1920s and 30s Mississippi Delta blues music, and on that was this song, a little different, but this is our version of it.
Okay, it's Born Crooked on Roots Down from WVTF.
She was laying on a cooling board. Packed up my suitcase and I took off down the road. And I got there, she was just laying on a cooling board. Alright now. Satisfaction, don't care what you do. So hard to love, body that don't love you. Don't look like satisfaction, and I don't care what you do.
Born Crooked on Roots Down from WVTF. It's Hunter and R. Wolf. Hunter on guitar and vocals, and R. on drum and being very quiet.
Yeah, she's very quiet. Say hi, R.
Hello.
Oh, she speaks. Oh, my gosh. So we are in the studio at WVTF on a Tuesday. You're heading down to Rocky Mount, Virginia tonight to open for the record company at the Harvester. Tell me about your tour. And you guys have been all over the world and some of the folks you've worked with and opened for.
We've been very blessed to be able to tour in a lot of places. We've toured the UK twice. In 2013 was our first time. We put out a 7-inch vinyl single, and we went over there and played 17 dates. All of them sold out. Couldn't believe it. First time over there. It was incredible. What an incredible time. And then when we came back, we did a bunch of dates up and down the East Coast, and we've opened for everybody from Disney band Before You Exit on up to the 70s band Kansas. And we've been very fortunate.
All right, let's hear one more song before you guys got to get out of here and get prepared for the show tonight.
All right, this is a brand new one off of our new live EP recorded at Fellini's in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is called Hearts Like Grenades.
Love versus us at the self-destruct. Sweeter than candy, sugar-coated lust. I know you got your problems on the tip of your tongue. You're the jealous type, quick to run. Still you pull me in with that venomous kiss. You're poison to the touch like original sin. And tease me and lead me and turn me on. Tempted by your fruit, where did we go wrong? Baby, you've got them tricks up your sleeve. With everything I want, nothing I need. Sound the alarm, our love is a game. We're about to blow, explode our hearts like grenades. You make my body tremble, your claws on my back. The more you dig in, more I react to your mystery, my misery. I'm physically attached, addicted to your drug, and quick to relapse. Baby, you've got them tricks up your sleeve. With everything I want, nothing I need. Sound the alarm, our love is a game. We're about to blow, explode. Yeah, baby, you've got them tricks up your sleeve. With everything I want, nothing I need. Sound the alarm, our love is a game. We're about to blow, explode. Our hearts like grenades. Yeah, hearts like grenades. Up your sleeve, everything I want, nothing I need. Sound the alarm, our love is a game. We're about to blow, explode. Yeah, baby, you've got them tricks up your sleeve. With everything I want, nothing I need. Sound the alarm, our love is a game. We're about to blow, explode. Our hearts like grenades. Hearts like grenades.